I want you to be your authentic self. And how are you your authentic self? You know what your gift is, and you just spend time learning it and getting into it, all right? That's what I want you to focus on, all right? This is important, all right? Now, the other thing I want you to be cautious of, and depending on how you were introduced to this assessment, you may crave one character over another one, and that's not the goal. Like, I promise y'all, see a beast. My wife a D, I've never desired to be one. Being real, I've never desired to get on the plane and get in the driver's seat. That's not what I do. I'm not interested in that. I admire C. I admire my wife. Now, I do want to say this to D's as an I. C said something about taking pictures. Like, yo, the one thing I love about, like, D's who are comfortable in their D, my wife is comfortable. So we like walking in the airport and I'm talking about females would be like, oh, I want to get a picture with you. I'm like, all right, cool. They'll tell my wife, can you take the picture? They don't even know who Didi is. Like, Didi low key. Like, she ain't, like, you won't even know she's my wife. Like, she low key. She just be like standing in the corner. And a female would be like, ma'am, do you mind? You know, so they just think, she just walk, ma'am, do you mind? And she'd be like, oh, no problem. Like, she don't even go, yo, that's my husband. Like, Didi don't never say nothing. Didi like, oh, yeah, no problem. Like, you want it sideways? Didi would be like, nope, that's not good light. Go over here, get the light, take the picture. And then we walking together afterward, and the lady looking like, is that his wife? I'm just saying, D, like when you are a real D, you ain't gotta say you a D. If you as strong as you say you are, don't nobody need to know. My wife is probably, listen to me, my wife is probably one of the few first ladies. Like, for real, you come in, she ushering, she's sitting in the back, she'll never say she with me. Like, if you don't know her, you wouldn't even know she's my wife. Right? But she's strong. So if you're a real D, you don't gotta walk around like, ah, I'm a D. Right? And I admire my D's who put their team first. And they're using their strength not to get attention, but they're actually using their strength to drive the plane. You feel me? So now I wanna help some of y'all though. When your D come in and go straight in the cockpit, like, don't take that personal. That's what they're supposed to do, fly the plane. Anybody got time to be talking to you? Talking to you might mess up the flight. So I just need to be focused, right? We can talk after the plane, take off, land, and then we're in a hotel somewhere, we can talk. But when I'm doing work, I need to be focused on that work. Does that make sense? So don't see that as mean, see that as focused. And sometimes you go to D as mean. They're not mean, they're focused, right? And the eyes, y'all be taking it personal when people don't speak to you. You know what I'm saying? Your little feelings be in it. Like, why didn't you speak to me? I don't got time to be talking right now, all right? All right, eyes always got time to talk, all right? Write this down if you're an eye. That's why you can't execute. You talking all the time. You know what I'm saying? I just want to keep 100. I can say these things to other eyes. You know what I'm saying? I can get on us. You know what I'm saying? And you like, why don't I execute? Not because you don't have the ability to, but you talk too much. You talk too much. And you're talking sometimes when you should be executing. So here's what I want my eyes to do. I want you to execute first, then after you execute, you can talk as much as you want to. But you mad that the D's don't respect you because you like, we just as powerful as you. Not when you're not executing, you're not. You feel me? Like, for real, because the flight attendant will be like, well, you flying the plane, but if I don't talk to the people, they're not going to come back. Okay, you might be sweet, but you got to execute. Does that make sense? All right, so write this down. If you're an I, man, we like, the utility pole, we provide the electricity, right? We're the energy, we're the five energy drink. That's your responsibility. Like, you're supposed to bring the energy to the team. Like, when the team is down, when we about to do something, like, you gotta bring that energy, right? But you gotta be cautious, because when you look at energy, if energy don't have like that black coal around it and ain't on those poles, it's destructive. It's destructive. So when there's a storm and a pole fall and the electrical outlet, they all on the ground, it's water. Like, that's you gotta be careful when you're an I, because you could either be super productive or super destructive. There's no middle ground with I's. Right? I'm just being real. Right? And so you gotta learn to control that emotion, right? And so sometimes people don't wanna be around I's because you're just too emotional, you're draining. You got to realize you got so much energy that there's no purgatory for you. So you're either providing energy or you're draining it. You're never in the middle. right? So when you're a high I, you either giving energy and you got everybody pumped up, we got gas in the car, or we got the electric, if it's electrical boy, we on full, we good to go. But you're the opposite. When you're not a healthy I, you're a drainer. Every time you come in, you draining. Why? Because it's like, look at me, see me, see me. It's me, I'm here. Pay me some attention. And it's like, yo, you draining me right now. Right? So if you're an eye, you got to be able to control that eye. Of all of them, the eyes, your gift is so powerful. Right? So here's how I look at the eye, right? When, you know, the word of God says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And then they got on the dust of the ground and they formed it. But it wasn't really a man until they breathed breath. When they went, so when somebody dies, that breath is gone. You just see a body, but it's like cold. That's what the eye is. You're that spirit. You that spirit. You bring that life force, right? So they can make a car, right? They can have the form of it, but it ain't until you put that engine in that joker that is that, and you turn that key and it go. That's when it's got life. So you got to realize, your goal is to give life, not to come in a room and take life. Your goal is not to come in and look and go, look at me, I'm here. Man, I wish I could have got, while I know him, like, we know each other, we cool, but it ain't like one of my clients, my guy, but I wish I could get to AB. See, because I know what happened when you a high eye. I know what happened when you like the number one wide receiver. Like, I get it. I see what's going on with my man, right? But it's that, boom, touchdown. And it ain't the touchdown that's the problem, but it's like, and it just gets overwhelming because it's like, look at me. Attention. So you start getting in relationships, you start tearing those relationships up because it's like, give me. And you're supposed to be giving. So the reason why E.T. got relationships all over the world, because E.T. got to a point where he was like, I realize you give, E, that's your goal, is to give life, and then when you give it, they're going to give it back to you. Don't go in and take. But I look at my old dude, and my old dude was a high I, too. He just didn't know what it was. And so he had 5-6 kids by 5-6 different women, because he didn't know how to play his eye. And so he took his eye and got into a lot of relationships and tried to get this woman a little bit and this woman a little bit and this woman a little bit and this little woman a little bit. And he didn't realize, like, the goal wasn't to go and take from other women. The goal is, as Eric Thomas, I'm your shepherd. My goal is not to tear you down. My goal is to build you up. That's my goal as a high eye, is to build you up, not tear you down. We got influence, but we don't use our influence to tear down. We don't use our influence to be manipulative. We don't use our influence to get our way. We use our influence to build that particular entity or that particular organization or that particular person. That's our goal, to build. And some of you eyes, you tear down. And then you get upset because you're like, what happened? Well, you tore me down. Like, you drained me. Right? So I tell people all the time, when the phone rings, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm a high eye. I look at the phone and it's like, okay, all right, nope, I can't answer this call. Why? Because they're going to drain me. All right, so watch this, guys. C didn't talk about it right here, but sometimes he talk about it. And C was like, when he hooked up with me, he had made up in his mind as he observed, because D's are supposed to solve and get good. D's are supposed to solve and get. C was like, I'm not gonna speak in your language. I'm sorry, let me stop. I'm saying, my eyes just want to get excited. Speak on C's behalf, you know what I'm saying? But he's in the room, so I don't have to do that. So what did you say? What did you make your first goal in our relationship as a D? What was your first goal?
So, yeah, obviously with E being a pastor when I met him and also being an advisor, everybody would come to him, of course, with problems, right? Students on campus got problems, they come see their advisor. In the church, people got problems in their marriage and whatever, they would go to E, and I would be around E, right? Right-hand man, I'd be around. I'm like, whoa, everybody just coming, just dumping everything on his plate. So one of the reasons I think I endeared myself to E first was just, I just decided I'm not bringing him any problems. Like, I just won't. Even if I got a problem, I'll, like, try to figure it out myself or go to somebody else so I can be that sense of relief. And so what happened is he always wanted to be around and always wanted me around him because I was the one person who never brought any problem. I still don't think I ever brought a problem to E. Like, hey, E, bro, we got this problem. Like, I've always said, like, let me take stuff, remove stuff from your plate so that you continue to be the high eye that attracts all of this, and I'll take the rest of the burden from you. Matter of fact, there was things that probably happened that he didn't even know about that as the CEO, he probably should have known about. But I was just like, don't even worry about it, because I didn't want to, he is emotional, right? The high eye, he gets a little bit more emotional. I didn't even want that on his plate. Like, there's things, I'm not about to tell E some foolishness right before he goes on stage to speak. He feels everything, right? He feels it. And so my goal from day one has always been to not only take problems from him, never to bring a problem, not even my own, to him. So.
You get that? Come on now, I want y'all to see it. So the root is, it's not about me, it's about you. And if everybody play that, we're gonna be good. What messes relationships up is, gimme, 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 gimme. You ain't gonna never lose no relationship that is always given. You ain't about to kick, like, if you gotta get rid of 10 of your friends, you're not about to get rid of the friends that pay for your dinner. You gonna go through your Rolodex, like, yeah, every time we go, I'm a man, yeah, oh, he ain't never got no money, all right, check. All right, does that make sense? Here's what you gotta realize. You're a high eye, all right? You're emotional, you dream, you like to connect. Most of the people that I know that teach this, they teach this stuff like a light switch, right? So in a light switch, when you have a light switch, you do what with a light switch? On and off. I wanna give you something special, eyes. I want you to have a dimmer. Are you with me? Most people that teach this, they teach on, off, on, off, on, off. I don't want you doing that no more. I want you to do a dimmer, right? So depending on what your number is, you see, I'm a high eye. I'm talking about, really is 100. They just put, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, look at the space right there. That's like 100%, right? So it means then when I'm interacting with people, I'm on a what? I'm on 100. Right? When I'm interacting, when I'm sharing my opinions, I'm on what? I'm on 100. I need y'all to talk back to me. Let's start all over again. When I'm interacting with people, I'm on what? I'm on 100. That's not always good. It don't mean I'm wrong for being a high I, but me and my daughter used to have some challenges, and we had challenges because she's a C. And I used to be like, yo, my daughter don't respond like my son. What's wrong with her? Nothing went wrong with her. My son's a high I and a higher D. So he doesn't mind that extrovert stuff. My daughter's an introvert. She's like, whoa, dad. Like, whoa, it's 8 in the morning. My wife's a high C. I get up in the morning kissing my wife. She's like, whoa, like, I love you, but like, let me brush my teeth. Like, but I'm so like, what up, girl? Good morning. Ah, she's like, whoa, I love you, but I need about an hour, like, just to myself. She's a C and a D. She's like, I just need some time by myself. It's not that I don't love you, but let me go do me, and then I'm ready to take on the world. I'm ready to take on the world as soon as I get up. As soon as I wake up, I'm like, where's the world at? Let's go. Where they at? Let's go. Who need help? Right? So I'm on a 10, right? I'm on a 10 with interacting. I'm on a 10 with my emotions. I'm on a 10 with sharing my opinion. Me and my wife just had a major breakthrough. Right? My wife don't like fighting. She don't like fussing. She don't like none of that. She didn't grow up with her father, it was just her and her mom, and they never argued. I'm on 10. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody in your marriage. I just gave you a secret. My wife didn't grow up with her father, it was just her and her mom. They never argued, because it's her mom. They never had an argument. I'm on 10. So we had a situation recently, right? I'm just gonna walk y'all through this real quick to my eyes, because I want you to be a dimmer. So what it means is you shouldn't always be on 10 interacting with people. You shouldn't always be on 10 when you share your opinion. You shouldn't always be on 10 on your emotions. So every time me and my wife talk, I'm on 10. And I'm like, boo, why you tripping? I do this on YouTube. She's like, I'm not YouTube. I do this when I preach. I'm not a sermon. I'm like, all right, let me find out. So me, we talking the other day. She was like, all right, your son's getting married in a year. The bride's family paying for it, but it's a couple extra little things. He gonna need like 10, 15 thousand. So I immediately went in, sharing my what? I'm on 10 sharing them too. I ain't just sharing them jokers. I'm on 10 sharing them jokers, right? So I'm looking at their little menu or whatever, and I'm like, boo, I ain't trying to be funny, but I'm a pastor. you know I don't drink. They got alcohol and I can pretend. We got into it. My wife was like, oh, what are we doing here? I'm like, I'm trying to tell you. She's like, you trying to tell? I didn't act. First of all, I'm sorry if you thought I asked. I'm sorry if you thought I asked for the money. I didn't ask for the money. I said, our son is having a wedding. Now, I ain't say I was buying no purse. I was buying a new house. I said, our son is getting married next year and he needs $10,000. She's a D, that's facts. She's a 99D. So she talking in facts and I'm talking in? Good, let's do it again. Cause some of y'all wondering why y'all having problems at the job, why you having problems at your in your marriage, with your kids, cause you don't have this. So my wife is a 99D. Whenever she speaks in, now I'm talking in feelings. She like, this money ain't a feeling. What are we doing? So then she says to me, let me help you out, because you're in your feelings. Right? So, so when somebody tell you you're in your feelings and you're in your feelings, you get in your feelings then. Like you're like all the way in them jokers now. And I'm like, what? Like, she said, hold up for a minute. First of all, you sharing your opinion. This is not your wedding. If you having your wedding, you can serve whatever you want to serve and do whatever you want to do. Number two, this ain't even your son's wedding. This is his bride's wedding. Do we not have 10 grand? I like how she played me. She's like, we ain't got 10? I was like, nah, come on, you know we got $10,000. She said, then why are we talking? We should have been finished. When I said we need 10, we're going to do 10. We shouldn't even be talking about nothing else. Like, how did this even turn into a discussion? Right? And I walked away. You think I'm playing. I'm not playing. I walked away, and for two straight weeks, I prayed to God. And I wrote down an affirmation. And I said, God, I'm sorry, but when I was born on 10. You got to help me. I will not share my opinions from this day forward with people who don't ask for them. Like, I was the one at fault, because I'm on 10. I'm sharing my opinion with somebody that didn't ask for it. That's bound to be an argument. I'm sharing my opinion. Why? Because I was born to share it, and I don't never, it's always on 10, and I got to get a dimmer switch and turn it down. Only give someone your opinion when they ask for it. So I started looking at my son and my relationship. I was like, oh, man, I see what's going wrong. I be calling my man, telling my man how I feel. I'm calling my man, telling my man how I feel about his life. God was like, you already live yours and quiet is kept. It ain't like you did it all right. So why are you giving somebody about your opinion about something that you wasn't even 100% with your life? Like, it wasn't even like the decisions you made was all sweet. But now you want to share with him what your life was when you was born in the 70s and he was born in 95. Like, leave it alone. Like, this is his life. Good, so do me a favor, eyes, we're supposed to be sharing our opinion, but you ain't supposed to be sharing it with people who didn't ask for it. You only share your opinion with people who ask for it. You only interact like on 10 with other eyes. Does this make sense? Yeah. So what happens, eyes, is we bring energy, but when people are getting on the plane, our job is to make sure they have a phenomenal experience, because the difference between going to Delta, Southwest, and all the other ones, all the planes pretty much the same. The difference is the experience. So the reason why our company took off and went to a whole nother level is because I stopped making decisions. The only reason I was making decisions is because I felt like, you know, hey, I'm a CEO. Now, C can make the decision, but I get to make at least one or two a year. I'm the CEO. No, you hear what I'm saying? Like, don't play. I'm saying I'm older than CJ. 12 years older than my man. Like, this is, I helped build this. Matter of fact, before I met him, I was doing this. I started doing this at 19, 20. I didn't meet this kid till he was 22, 23. So I can get in on some. And the reason why we used to have problems when he talked about the conferences and what we do on campus is because he was telling me what he needed to do, and I was injecting my little 70% on. I got a little 70D, so I'm like, see, this is how we need to do it. And the company took off when I let C make the decisions and I focused on the experience.
Hey, E, how did you, when you make the decision now, how do you tell me?
When I make it, oh, this is the only way I get C, right? Because I give him all the decisions. But every now and then when I'm like, got one that's like, really like I need to do this, I'm like, C, I woke up and prayed this morning. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, see, I spoke to the Lord today. And the Lord told me.
I'm like, man, go for it. All right, man, go, go.
You feel me? But I only pull out that wild card every now and then, you know? And I got to really feel it. You know what I'm saying? And so I want you guys to really, like, pay attention to what I just said. Once I get see all the decisions. Because you can't help a person when you give them all the decisions and you come back and try to micromanage how they do decisions. So either you give it to them or you don't. And some of y'all, you giving people in your company and then you come back and take it.